Hi everyone, welcome to North and South Podcast. This is Tim and this is going to be one of the health and wellbeing podcasts. Just me speaking today. Hope you enjoy it when I have guests on. Hope you'll enjoy it when I'm on. Hope you'll enjoy it when we're talking about creativity, history, politics, health and wellbeing, and whatever else we have on North and South Podcasts. But the more people that like it, share it, listen to it, support it financially through ko-fi.com, which is in the notes, the better it is for everyone. And I do appreciate everyone who listens and anyone who supports me. It's really important. There are four podcasts I contribute financially to. So when I ask you to contribute financially to North and South, I realise that I'm a bit of a hypocrite because I listen to lots of podcasts. And yet I only pay for four of them. That is through Patreon or through an actual separate subscription. And I do appreciate it's not for everyone. And if you want to listen for free, absolutely fine. Continue to do so. That is great. That is all good. Today I'm going to be talking about gratitude and building up five good habits for each day. But before I do that, don't forget to follow me on Twitter at North Podcasts on Twitter. You can follow me there. Also, if you want to contribute to the podcast in terms of helping me with editing, doing podcasts through the family, helping out with a politics, history, well-being, creativity podcast, whatever, if you want to come on, if you know people who might come on, if you want to get involved in any way, please do get in touch through Twitter. Or if you know me, get in touch that way. Get involved and let's take this somewhere special. Right, today I'm talking about gratitude, as I've just said. And I was listening to a podcast recently by Jordan Harbinger. And that is spelled H-A-R-B for Bravo. I-N-G-E-R, Jordan Harbinger, sorry Jordan if I've got that wrong, and he does two or three podcasts a week, and it's like self-help type podcasts. He's from the United States, and on podcast number 614, called Leveraging the Happiness Advantage, he had a guest on called Sean Acher, and Sean Acher spoke about five things that he does or he would recommend in relation to happiness. So I heard him out, was quite impressed with what he said, and I've started doing them in my journal every day. Now I'm going to talk about journaling in a moment. I think I've mentioned it briefly in the past, but I'll talk about journaling a bit later. So I have my journal with me all the time, and each day I write down what I've learned that day, and it might be things that have gone well and it might be things that haven't gone so well, and then I think of a strategy to counter that. And yeah, I'll still break some of those things, but you know, life is the work of a lifetime. And I reflect on what went well, and I think about maybe what didn't go well, and think of a way forward in dealing with that, a small step to counter that. So for example, maybe I lost control, got a bit angry in a particular situation. So in my journal, I'll say, in those situations, I need to stay calm and show equanimity or something like that. So writing that down can help you reflect on your emotions, on your behaviour that day. It also helps with things like emotional literacy, understanding yourself, understanding your triggers, etc., etc. So I write down what I've learned that day, and it can be positives and it can be things I need to work on. And then I think of a plan of action to move forward. Now, what Sean Acher advised is to do five things. And the first of those five things was to send a gratitude email every day. It might take you less than a minute. And I'll send the details of the Jordan Harbinger podcast with Sean Acher in the podcast notes. But send an email to someone saying thanks for something and say why you are grateful, and they'll feel good and then you'll feel good. That's part of our programming. and mean it as well. Don't make it up, but just think of different people and do it every day. Now, you might say, I haven't got time to email or text. Say it to someone. It might be something that you take for granted and you go, do you know why I really appreciate the way you do this? And it changes your stream of consciousness towards more positive and beneficial things. The other thing is to write down three things that you're grateful for each day. And each day, try to do different things. Don't write the same thing repeatedly. So it may well be something really trivial, like today I was grateful that, you know, I've got sanitation in my house. Today I was grateful that I woke up fit and healthy. Today I was grateful to play with my son, play football with my son in the garden. Anything whatsoever that you're grateful for. The other thing is to write one of the things you're grateful for in a little bit more detail with bullet points. So actually write down what it was about something that you enjoyed, because we often do a lot of things that we enjoy quite mindlessly without really thinking about why we like them. And it's about being in the present and acknowledging what we actually like while we're actually doing it. So think about that, putting a little bit of detail into that gratitude, or one of your gratitudes of each day. The other one, this is a little bit more difficult, is daily meditation. Now, I meditate for 10 minutes a day as a minimum. This morning, I meditated for 20 because I'm not in work today. And meditation is hard and it takes discipline. And I started doing it during the first lockdown using an app. I used the Sam Harris Waking Up app. There are loads of other apps out there. Calm is one. There's another one I've lost. I can't remember what it's called, but there's loads out there. Some of you might find some good stuff on YouTube as well to guide you, but it's hard at first. It takes you 30, 60 days to develop a new habit, as I've said earlier. And I now do it every day, and if I don't do it, I don't feel right. So I can feel the benefits to my mind of doing that. Also, what Sean Aker said is that every 2 hours or every 90 minutes, you should spend 2 minutes of mindful breathing, just refocusing your energies. So just noticing your breathing, or maybe noticing what your senses can detect, which are two strategies I've mentioned in another podcast. What can you note at that moment with your five senses? So it may be, I can see the blue skies outside for your eyes. And the breathing, you're just focusing on your breathing without thinking and just keep going back to it. So if you do that every 90 minutes, you are just giving your brain a little bit of chill time and a bit of focus. And if you can meditate each day, morning's best, but any time's good, try and get into that. That can be very, very hard to develop, that meditation practice in the morning. The other thing was to exercise. Now, apparently, it's better to exercise 15 minutes every day than to exercise once or twice a week. It kind of makes sense. So over the last week, I've got up 10 minutes earlier and I've done 15 minutes of yoga in the morning. And the days when I'm not in work, I've gone for a 10-minute run. And then on Sunday, I do yoga in the morning. And I found myself more positive in work. Still not perfect, but definitely more positive for doing that exercise. You'd also feel better because of the endorphins that you've got from the exercise, which is what we're designed to do when we exercise, produce these good feelings. So there are five simple things that you may find useful, and check out episode 614 of the Jordan Harbinger podcast with Sean Aker, Leveraging the Happiness Advantage. A couple of other things. The Stoic philosophers, Greek philosophers, often advocated a defense of the day. And a defense of the day, when doing your journaling with what went well that day and maybe things that you do differently, you can incorporate into that practice or do separately a defense of what you've done that day. Defend everything you did and say why that was a good day. And if there are issues there, then make sure that you defend yourself the next day as well and say, wait there, what happened today? What was good? What achievements did I make today that maybe you haven't acknowledged? And it's just about showing that gratitude and also giving yourself a positive mindset when you go to bed. That's what the Stoic philosophers, or many of the Stoic philosophers, advocated. I don't know if it was Marcus Aurelius or one of the others who advocated that off the top of my head. But check them out on YouTube as well. There's some good videos on philosophy and the Stoics. Well worth a listen. The other thing as well with your journal is you can use your journal for whatever reason you want. It might just be to write down when you have got a negative emotion. Just write what it feels like. What does it actually feel like to be angry? What does it feel like to feel tired? And just note what those feelings feel like. Because we have this like emergent emotional analysis of these feelings, which is often much worse than the actual feeling itself. So just note what the feeling's like a bit more from a distance. And then you can control your reactions to these things as well. So we're always going to feel emotions and feel physiological responses within us. It's then up to us how we interpret that. And yeah, people make mistakes all the time. Even the most mindful, calm people will get angry and make mistakes. And it's important that we learn from those and see life as a journey. The biggest bully in your life is your own mind. And as I've said earlier, the mind is a useful servant but a poor master. Is your own mind working for you? If it's not working for you, then you need to get it on side. And by focusing on your breathing, your senses, doing the journaling on emotions, you can detach yourself from the emotions and almost be an observer and say, right, what's the wise way to move forward in this situation? It's a thing that many people partly learn, but that many people never learn throughout life, that ability to stay calm, to stay focused, and not to let negative emotions dominate you, and not to let negative thoughts dominate you as well. Bit of a short one this week, but I think sometimes brevity can be extremely effective. And as C.A. Snellgrove, the children's author who I had on a few weeks ago, acknowledged, a great quote from Johan Cruyff: the hardest thing sometimes is simplicity. And we live very, very complicated lives sometimes. And it's simplicity, which is a beautiful thing. That doesn't mean you don't have a life of depth and variety, but keeping certain things simple can be a really positive way of decluttering your life and your mind. Take it easy, everyone. Speak soon.